We have been waiting all day for the Justice Department to release the redacted affidavit investigators used to justify searching Mar-a-Lago. And that affidavit is just turning up online, and NPR's Domenico Montanaro has just started to take a look at it. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Scott.
So I know you're just starting to go through it. What do you see so far?
Well, you know, it starts off mentioning that the government is conducting a criminal investigation concerning the improper removal and storage of classified information in unauthorized spaces, as well as the unlawful concealment or removal of government records. So we know that the government has this search that went on at Mar-a-Lago, the former president's home there in Florida. And we know that the reasons for that are because they're looking for classified information. They listed already previously the kind of information that they retrieved. They noted that this came from a reference from the National Archives, that 15 boxes had previously been removed that had highly classified information mixed in with other records and information, and that they had probable cause to believe that there was more of this evidence that was held, that was at Mar-a-Lago, that there was probable cause of evidence of obstruction that would be found at the premises, that there was a limited purpose of establishing probable cause here. So they're saying that this was a limited search, which is something that they tend to do. They also list some of the statutes under which they believe that there could have been a crime committed, some of which we've seen already. One thing that stood out to me that I'm just noticing is that there could be information about human intelligence sources, HUMINT, as they talk about it in the clandestine circles, intel derived from clandestine human services.
Oh, okay. Because as we know, some of this reportedly is at the highest levels of classification status.
Right, information like sensitive compartmentalized information, stuff that you're not supposed to have outside of secure space.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And as far as the redactions, the government had sent in its redactions that it wanted. Is this heavily redacted?
It is heavily redacted. There are a couple pages that are almost completely black. We know, though, that the government has argued that they want to do essentially five things in why they need certain redactions. There are multiple witnesses, apparently, not just one informant here. That's one thing that's noted, that there need to protect the identity of sources, plural, that there's a danger to those witnesses who've provided that information, and that they need that sealed to secure and ensure their safety, that they want to keep the roadmap of the investigation under wraps, any kind of grand jury information, any safety of law enforcement officers involved needs to be taken under consideration, and the privacy of those involved, but not necessarily charged, you know, thinking about other people who may be targets of this investigation.
Yeah, yeah. And just a couple seconds, I heard you say a mention of potential evidence of obstruction. Did we know that?
Yeah, I mean, I think obstruction of justice is one thing that we thought could be a potential thing here. And I think we're going to get more details of that as we read through this.
Domenico Montanaro is the NPR senior political editor and correspondent. Domenico, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.